By now, you've heard that Los Angeles rapper Nipsey Hussle was gunned down in his hometown this weekend in front of the clothing store that he owns, no less. The man was 33 years old, a one-time gang member, but also a father, an entrepreneur, a community activist, a job maker, a proud Eritrean, and plainly an inspiration. His first major label record release after years of legendary mixtapes was nominated for a Grammy this year. But before you get caught up in headlines about gang-related violence and start the awful cycle of judgment that comes with that, understand who he was. He rebuilt basketball courts at his old school. He paid for family funerals around his way. He owned multiple commercial buildings in his neighborhood, the one he grew up in, the one he lived in. He understood that his place as an entertainer gave him an ability to do a lot more than just rock mics and move crowds. He knew he could empower folks to do more, and that he did, until he was gunned down. In many ways, it doesn't matter why it happened. The rap community has lost an icon, but Crenshaw has lost someone bigger than that. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.